Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am super excited to have you guys tuning in today. Oh, my goodness, what a show I have for you today. I'm so excited. I'm busting out of the seams right now. But I want to just say that it is a lovely day in D.C. It's a little cloudy, though, cold in the low 30s. We're expected to go, I think, into the mid-40s and so forth. And so I'm excited about where we're supposed to be getting. Snow. We had snow early. I think we're going to go up to the high 50s. That's what it says, and cloudy. And then we have in Detroit, Michigan, 34 degrees, partly sunny. In Richmond, Virginia, it is partly sunny, 46 and a high 56 degrees. That sounds like some good weather. And of course, my favorite place, Jacksonville, Florida. We're going all the way up to 73 degrees and completely sunny, not a cloud in the sky. You guys are going to have the best weather ever. But anyway, I'm just so thankful to be alive. Aren't you? Aren't we excited about just moving and shaking and seeing what God is doing for us today? I know that, you know, he gives us daily portion. And so I'm just thankful for today's portion. Aren't you? God is moving, y'all. He's doing some great and wonderful things. I want to just share with you briefly some of the excitement that's been going on for the last week. Last week I was we had a archive that was played, which was always, we have some great shows, but I was actually at Charisma Media, and I was there doing an iPodcast with them, and it was just really a blessing. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Steve Green. He is amazing. I had such a great time with him, and so to all of the listeners, I want to say hey to you, because we did mention Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So you guys, I mean, God is doing so much. He's expanding territory and doing amazing things. So this is a great time for us to celebrate. I know he's got some gifts and talents in you that he's utilizing for the kingdom. And so I just want you to be encouraged to just allow him to do what he do, because he does amazing things for us. And so we have to just keep our eyes open and keep ourselves just committed to him, that, you know, whatever he says he's going to do, he is going to do. So I just want you to be blessed with that. And also, we had several tours. I want to give a shout out to Everything Gospel out in Miami. We had a great time in Miami. I had so much fun with Ricky DeRay and Darren and all everybody that was there. That was great. And then a great time in Lake Mary, great time in Savannah, Georgia, fabulous time in Columbia, South Carolina with the Kings and Queens of Comedy with my man A-Train. He held it down with the comedy and the hosting. It was really fantastic. We had Michelle A. She was there. It was a great time. So I'm really, really excited about even more things to come. If you were there in any of those places, oh, and how can I forget to give a shout out to KISS 96.3 FM in Augusta, Georgia. Oh my goodness, we had such a great time. The girls came out. Listen, some fellas was going to come, but everybody, it was so cold. It was in the low 30s, and I want to say a special thank you to all of those ladies that did come out and suck it up. It is a boot camp. You never know what the conditions are going to be, so I give you kudos and a lot of thumbs up for you sticking with it and coming through, because it was cold. It was super cold. And some of you, you know, some of you hadn't worked out in a long time, and you came out with what you had and you got it in. So I want to give you a big old shout out and a thank you for you all sticking with it, participating and getting it in. If you didn't, that was your first day exercising, I give you thumbs up, because you actually put it in. You did your jumping jacks, you did your squats, you did it in, you learned some new exercises, you learned some new techniques, and all of that in 32, 34 degree weather with some wind blowing. I'm telling you, it was something. So I want to thank you, and KISS 96.3 FM, I want to thank you. I want to thank you so much for everything that you have done, running the commercials and everything, and just giving Health and Soul so much support. I thank you, Fats. I thank you so much for that interview. That was really on time. And I just give God glory, and may he just bless you all continuously. And, you know, and so that's where we at right now. It was just a fantastic week. You know, many doors opening. And I think I was gone for like 8 days, and it was just really, really a grand time. I'm just amazed at everything that God is doing. I'm just amazed at how many people are hungry for just just change and just wanting to do more and wanting to hear more and wanting to get more and wanting to do more all for the just the God's glory. So it's just been a blessing. So we're going to take a commercial break, and I will be back shortly with our guests. I'll talk to you soon. Stay with us. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, Health and Soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
Shout out to Dr. Gina Joe.
All right. So listen, we are back. And listen, we're having some difficulties with Michelle A. I know she was in travel, and so we're trying to wait on her and get things going. But anyway, for those that follow me on social media, you guys know that we got Michelle A, we got Country Wayne, we got A-Train, comedian A-Train. We got Elizabeth Brooks. We have Pamela Lou Hing. So we got a full packed show. So I am super duper excited about everything that we are got going on. So in a couple of seconds, we're going to have, I'm sorry, we're rearranging everything. But listen, how many of you, I want to tell you about winning a couple of gifts. I have the Health and Soul Fitness DVD, and I also have the book Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny. And those of you, I'm giving away both at the same time. I'm giving away the book and the Health and Soul Fitness DVD. I'm giving away four of those today. We have had some blessed winners. I'm telling you, people have been blessed. People are they're emailing me and they're inboxing me, and they are winning. I'm telling you, it's been amazing. So if you are the first four people to email me, I want to get it in. Did you hear me? I want to get it in at Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. Again, Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. I'm super excited to get the winners again for this week, because we have really been doing some amazing things. People are working out. I'm telling you, they're enjoying the DVD, and I've been getting a lot of invites for demonstrations and boot camps and things like that. So it has been really amazing. I'm super excited about that. And so I want to say to you, if this is your first time making up in your mind that you want to work out, this is the best time in the world. Fitness is becoming more and more catchy. It's becoming where people are feeding off of each other's energy. It is a wave that's happening. I don't believe it's a fad. I believe that this is the way of life right now for a lot of people. People are starting to eat healthier. People are starting to, be more concerned about their nutrition, because people are tired of getting sick. People are tired of being overweight. People are tired of being affected by bad eating habits, and that's basically what it is, and not moving. If you're not moving and you're putting a bunch of junk in your body, what do you expect for your body to do? Our body is created to eat off of nature, just from the habitat, and that's biblical. And so we're just waiting now just to, to figure out how we're going to do that. People are trying to get instructions on how we're going to eat, what are we going to do. And so we're just thankful for that. Let's see. Oh, okay. Well, we're waiting. We got Country Wayne online too. Okay, Country Wayne, thank you so much. Okay, put him in.
Hey, my baby, how you doing?
Hey, Country Wayne.
Hey, dog.
I'm so glad that you... Listen, you've been busy, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Child support got me working. They keep me working.
I know. I'm super excited about everything that's going on with you because I have followed you like at the very beginning. And I'm telling you, you have even mentioned this a couple of times on your videos about how God has really, really just launched you out. And I love how, you know, you're inspirational. You're not preaching, but you're really inspirational and you know where your source comes from. Can you please elaborate on some of the listeners that may not know some of your background? How did you get started?
Man, I put up a video October 2014. You got to fake like you like a girl cooking. It went viral. I got like 2,000 followers off that. Hey, I said, God, you ain't got to tell me no more. I know it's where to go. And I kept going. And I was dropping them every day. And I was accumulating a lot of followers. Now we got 4 million between Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. That is something else. And so how has the success... You know, how did God prepare you for the success? Were you ever able to get prepared for it?
Oh, yeah. The best form of faith is preparation. I already had a Country Wayne Entertainment account set up in 2011. I already thought I was famous anyway. When I had 10,000 followers, I put up a status. I say, thank y'all for making me famous. One girl said, boy, you ain't famous yet. Well, I already felt it, man. I already felt it. I knew I can't do it, but I know who I was depending on. I say, man, he don't go halfway. The one I depend on go all the way.
That is so true. And I'm telling you, Country Wayne, I mean, from the experience, you know, people always say you got to get ready. I think, like you just said, I believe that your faith makes you ready. Once you know that you're dependent on him for everything to lead you, guide you, to open the doors that no man can shut, basically you are ready because you know that he's the one that's going to do it all. So I love that. I love that. And I love how you always, your slogan is help is on the way. Can you tell us more about where did that come from, that inspiration to make that your slogan?
Hey, because, you know, I was going through a lot, and but I kept a smile on my face because I knew help was on the way. So when I was going through them videos, my levels was hitting a different level every day, but I felt help was on the way. Even though people around me, they can feel it between your bills, child support, relationships. Sometimes you feel like it ain't getting no better, but I always knew help was on the way. So once people started to see it, I knew this day was going to come. I say now my words have become my actions. You see, I spoke it and it happened. So for everybody who watched me, you got to believe. If you watch Country Wayne movement, you seen one thing about the internet, you could go back and look. Help is always on the way in your life. You best believe it. I'm telling you. If you believe it now, if you believe it.
You got to believe it, right? you absolutely have to. Well, Country Wayne, let me ask you this. Where exactly are you from so people will know? Where do you reside?
I'm from a small town called Millen, Georgia. If you Google it, you still won't find it. Don't waste your time. We just got a McDonald's 2014. We got one red light and a caution light. That's it. So yeah. I'm from a small town called Millen, Georgia.
And how is your family adjusting to the, you know, everything that's going on with you? How are they adjusting to it? Your kids, your family? What are they saying?
Well, I got four of my brothers three of my brothers on the road with me. We got the same daddy. We got Prince Tate, Crenshaw, my brother Arby. They on the road with me. Everybody adjusting. A lot of my family, they adjusting to asking for money. They're doing that part real good. But other than that, everybody adjusting real good, including child support. They adjusted too.
And you know what? And you in your videos, you always talk about your kids and things like that. And you always say you're transparent and open book. I mean, what is that like? This life now for you with them, and you know, what are their ages?
I got 11, 10, 9, 8, 11, 10, 9, 7, 7, 6, 8. I mean, 7 and 2 and 3. Oh Lord! Oh, Yeah. Yep. I got a lot of kids, man. I got a lot of kids. Yes, I do.
Well, you've had a blessing, a package every year. God has blessed you with a blessing every year. But look at how he's already prepared you, know. You know, God can always, you know, supply for everything and provide. And, I mean, just look at how your faith and everything is such a good example. So I always look at children as a blessing. And he gave you a blessing, a package every year. You've been blessed.
Yes, so, yes, I have.
How do they feel the oldest about seeing all of this success going on around you?
Man, my oldest two and my two sons, I can see that, man, they motivated. They actually, everything they do now, they do it with confidence. Because,
wow.
You know, you raise your children by, your children watching. People think they raise their children with words. Actions speak louder than words. So right now, all my children are confident in everything they're doing. I got one named Christiana. I just got her name Christiana, but she's not a Christian. I got to pray for her. This girl stole some money from me a couple months ago and was helping me look for it. I was like, wait a minute. And I found out she had the money. So, hey, you can't trust all of them. I'm telling you that now. Everybody got kids out there. You better watch them and pray early.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you got this big old, I'm so glad that you're so down to earth. And I just pray that you continue to be like that. Don't allow the business or the industry to change you at all. I mean, because we need it. It's so refreshing. And just your honesty and just people seeing how open you are to say, you know what, no matter what's going on, or no matter what you've decided to do or the past decisions that you've made and how it's affected you, you know, God can transform you. And that's at the end of the day, I mean, you are putting smiles on people's faces, and it's so raw and so innocent. I just love it. I honestly do, because I love every one of your skits. I mean, and then, you know, you really, really multiplied in your fan base when the football season was still going on, but when the Cowboys was in, and how you were doing those skits about your favorite
team. The Cowboys still in. I'm not letting the season go. We still win. We're in the Super Bowl. It's three teams playing. Patriots, the Cowboys, and the Falcons. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I saw Jermaine Dupri had reposted your skit about the games whenever the Cowboys played. So I mean, you just really, really blowing up. You're really blowing up and expanding. So what is new for you? What other, I mean, you're doing comedy and this tour that you got going on. I don't want to move ahead of that. You got a heck of a tour going on. When are you not working?
Man, I ain't got no time off the rest of the year. They sending me dates in July, November. I'm probably going to do about 200 shows this year. So it's over 365 days in a year. So by the time I go in a day early and travel, this year already over with. In my mind.
I'm telling you. And you know what? That's how God normally works, too. I mean, he's already done it, so he's on to the next. And that was going to be my next question. I mean, what's next for you? Like, what other goals and visions has he given you for your career and, you know, expansion?
Well, right now, Queen Latifah team, they hit me up by writing, because, you know, Hollywood looking for a lot of content now. And they seen that mine was different, so I'm writing them treatment right now. A movie that I'm going to be in and be a producer in the situation. So, matter of fact, they called me last night. Like, I guess I didn't see it. I didn't send it fast enough. So, man, right now, all that going on, I got to meet with Lionsgate, California next week. So, it's headed towards the film. It's an organic build. It went from the internet to on stage. Now it's headed towards television. So
I just think it's so amazing. Wow. I mean, and you know what? You guys that's listening, you should be encouraged to follow your passion. Just step out there. It doesn't matter how much you got, what you don't have. Just step out there. You just never know how God is going to expand this thing and how it's going to keep moving. And I'm telling you, a lot of people look at me, Country Wayne, and they're looking how quickly God has done things. But people don't realize before that moment where you just actually, when he told you to go, you were still doing things behind the scenes. Tell people what that life was like before you even put that video up. What were you doing then?
I had a nightclub, man. When I graduated 2006, I went to the street. went to the streets, got in trouble real fast, so I went and got me a job. Went and got me a job from 2007 to 2010. I left my job and started promoting parties, you know, started promoting parties real heavy. And then after that, eventually I got me a club. So I had me a club 2014, one night club. And then I opened me another one 2015. So before the internet really took off and I started touring, I had some nightclubs. But they got dangerous. So they were so dangerous, I got scared to go there. So I was thanking God that the company finally took all the way off so I won't have to be in Iraq every weekend. You know what I mean? So it was a long grind, man. It was a long grind, but I already was Country Wayne my way. That's what people don't understand. Like, I was already a hometown celebrity in my own way.
Oh, wow. So people already kind of got a taste of Country Wayne and what everybody else is now catching on to.
I'm telling you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You say, yeah, it's been like that since elementary school. Like, I've been popular. People always, I had some haters, but it was just always the people. I always could get people to come together. That was when I threw parties, my parties used to always be packed. When I had everything, and then it's kind of just now the world get to see what my hometown been seeing.
Wow. I'm super excited for you, I'm telling you. And I just want to also talk about how when you first started, coming out and all of this stuff is going on, you've already told everybody how you feel. What kind of advice would you give to the listeners, those that, want to pursue comedy or do skits and things like that? How would you tell them to go about that?
Find the best way to be yourself. That's the hardest and the easiest thing to do, to be yourself. Because it's hard because you get influenced by people on Instagram. You be like, what Country Wayne did, he was himself. I was Country Wayne. I talked different. I act different. I'm going to say what I mean. So when you be yourself, you going to shine. Because that's who God created you to be, was you. He didn't create you to be nobody else. But people say they are themselves. But you'll know when you're being yourself. Because you're so comfortable in your own skin that it's ridiculous. It's a confidence and light that people automatically see when you turn that light on. So just be yourself, man.
I love it. And Country Wayne, listen, I want to also elaborate on when you mentioned haters. I just love interviewing you. You're so down to earth. I know the listeners are enjoying this tremendously. So when you talk about the haters, how did you handle the haters? Like, especially now that you're on a different level. People say different level, new devils. I mean, how do you handle this new level of hatred or dislike? Or have you experienced any of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm experiencing a lot of it. But I had already dealt with it back home, so I had practice. The way you have the haters is keep going. Because he said he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. So they going to watch you eat. But if you indulge and worry about what they talking about, you already lost. You got to just keep going. And you just keep going and watch and let them watch you eat. Let your haters watch. Give them something to look at. Give them a show. And give them a show.
Exactly. Keep it moving. I want to touch down on this because I know my manager had talked to you and told you that you have a girlfriend and her name is Gina Prince. Gina Prince of all. I mean, that is just, I think I've only met, I haven't met her, but she's the second person that I know that's named Gina Prince. One of them, the girl that writes the movies. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one that writes movies?
I heard her name before.
Gina Prince. Yeah, so it's not that many of us. So congratulations. I know she's beautiful and I know she's fun and I know she's a bomb because all Gina Princes are. So yeah, I just want to give her a shout out. I love that. Did that surprise you that you would be interviewed by Gina Prince too?
Yeah, that kind of is surprising. Oh, Lord. Is you crazy? Yeah, Gina crazy.
Maybe just a little bit. Maybe just a little. Not that much.
Gina crazy.
Oh, wow. I am so thankful that you were able to join us. Thank you so much for taking time out. And again, please tell everybody that don't know, because we worldwide, how can they follow you? Because I know that God is getting ready to expand you to so many different levels, because you have been so faithful over little. He's going to advance you to much. And through it all, you always believed in him and kept him first. So he rewards that. So I really, really appreciate your testimony, you sharing, you know, your honest truth with people, and just letting them know that there's you can always rise up. Don't let your decisions or things that are not so much, maybe not so much what you should do or whatever, but just don't let that deter your destiny. Just make sure that whatever you do is that you get back up. Don't slouch down, because I mean, you could have stopped a long time ago. You could have got, you know, stuck with a 9-to-5. You could have just, you know, did what you thought that you know that everybody else does. But I just feel like you just knew that, listen, I got to do something bigger than that. I have to move forward. It's got to be something, a legacy or something I have to leave. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for you, and I thank God for your testimony. So how can everybody that does not know where to find Country Wayne, where can they find you?
On Facebook is Wayne Coley, W-A-Y-N-E Coley, C-O-L-L-E-Y. And on Instagram is Country Wayne with a K, K-O-U-N-T-R-Y Wayne. And on Snappy Chappy, it's Country _ Wayne with a K. So, yeah, man, you can find me on all them things. I'm still like new underwear. Y'all already know. And this game is still sore, right?
Say that, Country Wayne.
Hello?
What did you say?
Okay, yeah, I thought, yeah, the show is Gainesville, Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. Okay, let's talk about that. What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, Gainesville, Florida, man. We're going to be there February 14th at a time. Make sure everybody gets
it. A-Train is going to be there, and everybody knows A-Train. He's going to be probably talking about that, too, on air when he comes on and does his segment. But, yeah, you guys are going to be there at Gainesville, Florida. I mean, I got so caught up into your conversation. I'm sorry. I want to make sure to take notes.
It's all good, my baby.
I gotta make sure people know where to come and purchase their tickets and go see you. So after Gainesville, Florida, that is February the 14th. And what time is that show?
I think it's at 7:30 or 8:00. You know, it's around them times.
Okay, and you can go and get your tickets right now, Gainesville, Florida, and surrounding areas, and also Country Wayne, where are you going to be after that? Because I know you got stuff. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Where are you going to be at February the 10th, 11th, and 12th? Are you booked anywhere that weekend?
Yeah, I'm at February the 10th, 11th. I'm in Atlanta at the Bronner's Brother House Show, and the 12th, I'm at Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, man, you're going to be in Baltimore on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in
Happy
D.C.
Birthday.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where I'm going to see you at. Okay, and so Baltimore, run those dates again so they can know. So the 10th, you're going to be in Fayetteville.
In Fayetteville, North Carolina. Yep.
And then 11th.
The Brothers Brother Hair Show.
Okay,
Atlanta,
and then the 12th, Baltimore, Maryland. And then on the 14th, you're going to be in Gainesville, Florida. If you don't catch up with him, I'm sorry. If you don't find a city near you, he going to be there. Don't miss the opportunity, because he's going to be in a city near you. They booking him in everywhere the theater is, he going to be at this year. So you got to make sure that you're going to, that you go ahead and get your tickets. I'm talking about thousands of people are lining up to go and see Country Wayne. And this is a show that you don't want to miss. Country Wayne, you are a friend to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I hope you enjoyed the interview. I cannot wait to have you on again in the near future. And who, the guy that you talked to, is that your brother?
Oh, yeah, we got the same daddy. Me, Prince Tate, Prince Shaw, my other brother Arthur, we got the same daddy for real. We were blood brothers.
Okay, Prince Tate, is he near you?
Yeah, he right here, sitting over here.
Tell him to say hi to the listeners. Give a shout out.
Come say hi, Prince Tate.
We don't know whether to pray for you or laugh.
How you doing? Hey, everybody.
Hey, Prince Tay. Listen, I could not have you on. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm pretty fine.
You're pretty fine? Okay. Listen, we don't know whether to pray for you or what when it comes to them skits with you and Country Wayne. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. We be having fun. I'm okay.
No,
Y'all are so fun. Y'all are so funny. We just love,
all right.
Love
it. Ain't all right. You're a Falcons fan. You think you're doing something. He ain't all right. Yeah.
Is Prince Tate, does he be on the show with you too? I mean, is he part of the show as well? Or
nah,
just, are you doing stand-up?
They just travel the road with me. You know, they make, you know what I'm saying, make sure everything right, ready for interviews, make sure the busy straight, you know, the light, the smoke, the scene, all these things like that.
All right. Well, you all are taking care of each other. Y'all stick together always, and I'm just praying that nothing ever, ever, ever separates y'all. Y'all continue to move higher and higher, and that your territory will just expand through all over the world, because you got some great things on the rise right now with TV and everything, movies. You just go ahead and get it, Country Wayne, because this show did prepare for you. God bless you, and thank you so much for, you know, coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat and sharing everything with us, because it was a joy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, now, God bless you, and I'll see you soon. I'm going to be at one of those shows, so I'll see you. You're going to do we take a picture, and then you do maybe a radio drop for me or something like that. Will you do that for me?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, love it, love it, love it. Can you stay on with Doug and do that for me while he runs a commercial?
All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back with Pamela Lou Hing.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Lou Hing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 minutes is for you. If you are currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you're an entrepreneur who feels like you're fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose into building a business you love. Last month, I shared step number 11 of my book, Building Your List and the Science Behind the Sale. This month, we will continue with step number 11 and focus on exactly what to say to get the desired results. As I shared last month, in order to be an effective salesperson, you must understand the psychology or science of selling and the mechanics of selling, like defining your goals, knowing your numbers, securing the relationship in the delivery of the presentation, and assuming or closing the sale. When engaged in a conversation with your prospective client, your presentation must be concise, and you must be prepared to listen to your potential customer's needs, but most of all, find their pain. Once the pain has been identified, now it's time to provide them with the solution. You must be comfortable with your product or service, understand its features and benefits, and be able to articulate them to your potential client in your presentation. And somewhere between listening and identifying their needs and you delivering the presentation, the relationship is secured. Keep in mind, selling is also leveraging your brand in order to produce the desired outcome. You leverage your brand as you communicate the features and benefits of your product or service. Sharing the features and benefits is like painting a picture and having your client see themselves in it. Once they can see it, you have a sale. So what will you say when you're speaking to a prospective client? Once you secure the appointment, now it's time to secure the relationship. After you've identified their need or pain through conversation, you're ready to deliver your presentation with confidence as you follow this 5-step outline. Begin by saying, number 1, this is what I can do for you. I will, and complete the statement. This statement provides the solution to their pain. Step number 2, this is how I will go about it. This statement should align with their personality type. If not, you may lose them here. Step number 3, this is how it will benefit you. This statement is extremely important because it paints them into the picture. And step number 4, this is why I'm qualified to do it. This statement can increase the trust factor as you share perhaps some of your qualifications and some of your experiences with them. And step number 5, you let them know you will give them the next step and time frame. This statement lets them know it's decision-making time. When you finish saying the 5th step, ask them, now how does that sound? It lets your prospective customer know you're not just telling, but being inclusive. However, you are still in control of the direction of your conversation. Once they respond, which will undoubtedly be favorable, you can begin your presentation. Remember to speak to the pain in the beginning, but then focus on the solution and the benefits to your prospective customer. Assume the sale during your presentation. For example, if you're selling mattresses, you might say, "This mattress is designed for people with lower back pain. Can you imagine getting a good night's rest and having less back pain when you sleep on your new mattress? You're going to begin feeling so much better." In this question and statement, you have spoken to the issue, given the features and benefits, and painted your new client into the picture. Now he can see himself feeling better and can picture this mattress on his bed's frame. Next is the closing question. Look your new client in his right eye, smile gently, and ask, "So when would you like your mattress delivered? We have tomorrow or the following day available for delivery." After asking the questions, tilt your head slightly and be very quiet. You have just assumed the sale. Now it's time to close it. And when closing the sale, be quick to listen for objections, but be slow to respond. Remember to reiterate the features and benefits. Be authentic and continue painting your new client into the picture. Chances are you just made the sale. If not, establish follow-up and you've just built a new relationship. Either that person will buy now, later, or refer his friends and family to you. Remember to ask for the referrals. There are many more techniques and tools to enhance your selling skills, but if you utilize the techniques discussed, you will build your confidence, your ratios will increase, and you will become a masterful salesperson. Well, this ends today's 5 minutes to success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluhing.com, or please follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/pluhing. Until next month, turn your passion and purpose into a business you love. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
And you know what I love about Pamela Luhing's 5 minutes to success, and I'm so thankful that she's with us. It's just because she's, when God is moving, y'all, it's always right on time. I mean, we just talked to Country Wayne, and then she comes in and says, you know, basically the same thing. It has to be a passion. You can turn your passion into a business. And again, you guys, you don't have to limit yourself by what you don't have. Don't look at what you don't have. You always have to know that when you step right out on faith, God is going to supply for every need. So I want you to be encouraged. Take heed to everything that she's given you. Take notes every month when she comes on, because it definitely will help you get out there and to do what you were purposed to do. I mean, your blessings are connected to your purpose. So anyway, I'm so glad. Thank you, Pamela, for sharing with us 5 minutes of success. Always a blessing. Now joining me after miles of traveling, Michelle A. Yay! She made it.
I love it.
You made it, Sissy Pooh. Girl, listen, I just want to tell you how much we love you so much. We love you so much. And I'm so glad that your manager, he's so cool. You got a great team with you. And I remember meeting you. First of all, I missed you twice at the Love Jones musical. I missed you in D.C. And then I missed you when you was in Augusta, Georgia. And I said, oh, my God. When am I going to run into her? And God made it work when we finally got to meet face to face at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop. And I'm telling you, you did your thing, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy what I do. I love it.
You do so awesome. It's just, you got so much in you. I mean, and it just comes out. I love, you know, how you, whatever you got going on, you just so transparent when you're singing, even when you're just, I don't know, you're just you. And that's, I think that's what is so refreshing. So many people, Michelle A., really, really are looking for that kind of truth. You know what I mean? Not just something that's a textbook, but just experience and just people being real and down to earth. And I mean, that's what you deliver. But you did your thing. So tell everybody what's going on with you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say to tap on the end of that, people have to stop lying to themselves. when you can be truthful with yourself, and when you stand in front of someone, then they see your truth, and you see theirs, and that's all. That's what I do. So I stop lying to myself. So you can't tell me about myself because I know who I am. Okay, ooh. Now what I do right now, I love Mel Billy is true, and thanks to my manager, he made me see that. So, because he don't lie to me ever. I wish he would.
He's real so, honest.
Yeah, he won't, but it's okay. Right now, I'm on this Love Jones musical tour. I'm working on a reality show, working on this forever long coming book. This book is taking longer than the marches. I mean, I'm like, I was started back way back, and you know, Martin Luther King days. I'm like, what is going on with this book? But it's coming. It has to be right. So that's the procrastination on that book. We're also dabbling into product. You know, I have product coming out. I do speaking engagements. You know, I'm really kind of busy. You know, but I'm working on the album that forever waiting. That album that people have been forever waiting on. I know. But it has to be right.
But you know, Michelle, like, this is the thing. We love your music. But I want to tell you, I think you have captured an audience at this point that your truth and just the wisdom that God has given you, the revelations, like you saying, you know, people have to be honest with themselves. I just believe that you carry such a powerful message. And I just believe that is just such a, it just feels like this is a season of maturity for you. And that out of this maturity that, you know, that because of you, how you've grown, you're able to really pour into people and really change people's lives. I mean, your music is very passionate, but the message too that you're carrying now, it just seems so powerful. And your music is powerful, no doubt. But I'm just saying, when you say speaking engagements and people seeing you on, you know, with the reality show and all this stuff, and you being just showing just the transformation is so powerful. How do you feel about carrying something like that?
Well, honestly, I have my days because, you know, and it's always you should be in doubt. And because in doubt, when you're in doubt, it keeps you thinking. And that way you don't get stuck. So always, you have to always go and recover what you thought was the right thing to do and make sure that it was. But right now, I'm handling it because I'm living it, I'm walking it, and I have people that are right there next to me who try not to let me lose my path. And that's important, right, too. So I had to let go. I had to let go of a lot of people and a lot of things so I could see. Because I mean, although I could hear you, I wasn't listening. So now I'm actually hearing you and listening. And that makes a huge difference.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm telling you, I can relate to so many things that you're saying and so many things that, you know, you have been through. And I know a lot of women can. And we're just rooting and excited and expecting so much more from you because this is your time, sunshine. I'm just going to tell you, this is it, Michelle. You are on a roll. And I'm telling you, doors are going to open for you. I'm telling you, so much is getting ready to go forth in your life. And I'm so glad that you were purged from people, places, and things. So God can actually send the right people to usher you in to every gate and every door that he has opened for you. So you're on a tour with the musical Love Jones. How is that like for you as far as you in a play? I mean, what is that like?
It's incredible. Coco and Elder Barge joined last night. So it's just, oh my God, the crowd went crazy. It's almost like every time we go out, it's always brand new. Like, I'm never tired of it. I'm not sick of the songs. I love when they do impromptu. I mean, it's always something new because it's a play. Everybody just, it's like a big Love Jones family. I mean, we have everybody. Janicia Bennett, yep, is now playing Nina, the lead. Yes, and Tony Grant
is
the lead.
Is she? I mean, what? Are you serious? Wow, congratulations to her.
Yeah, and we there's so many. I mean, MC Light, of course, is on there. I mean, we have some Raheem Devon, he's on there. I mean, he's a huge part of it. I mean, it's just a really good play. Oh, Dave Hollister, how can I leave out Lil T? I mean, we got Tank coming too. He comes in. He's on his way. We got
Coming to you? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Y'all done spruced it up a little more.
That's why you got to keep coming. You got to keep coming back because you don't know what you're going to see.
You know I'm coming back because now that we have had our meeting, I'm coming back to support. I know you're going to do your thing, and I got to see my boy, Tank. I mean, oh, my God, I'm blown right now with everything. I didn't even know that they were doing all of this switching around and all of this twerking it and stuff. This is great. Well, listen, Michelle, I'm so glad I want everybody to know that because they were waiting for you to come on. I'm so glad that you stood by your commitment, even through your travels. This girl is on the roll, y'all. You got to catch her. How can they follow you, Michelle, to keep up with what's going on with you?
Michelle Music is one word. Michelle with no hyphen, M-U-Z-I-C, not M-U-Z-I-C. S-I-C-M-U-Z-I-C, Michelle Music. It'll get you everywhere you gotta go on that little thing we call the internet.
I just love you so much, girl. Listen, you got great energy, and you are a friend to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Anytime you got something new you want to tell the listeners, or even if you just got a word of inspiration, you just don't hesitate to call me. You are always, always, always welcome here, okay?
Thank you very much. I love you, too. Take care, you guys.
All right. Take care. Listen, Michelle, will you do me a favor and stay on with Doug real quick when we hang up, please? Don't you hang up. Doug's going to ask you to do something for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. We're getting ready to go. Right. Thank you so much, Michelle and her team. They came through.
Thank you.
I love them. Okay, you guys, we're getting ready to go right into fitness. I know you enjoyed Michelle. Of course, I know I did. We got a great show. Continue to stay tuned. Here we go. Elizabeth Brooks joining us for 5 Minute Fitness.
Hey there. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you, Elizabeth? I was excited about all of the show, but you know, I've been waiting and waiting for this 5 Minute Fitness. This word right here. Go ahead, Elizabeth Brooks. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. You have so much energy going on the show. I just want to add to it. Listen, I have been doing all this reading and research, and I love how you were just talking about women and how we, you know, need to keep our heads together. And one of the ways, you know, one of my philosophies is fitness begins with correct thinking. So, you know, it's one thing to hear all this information out here, and it's another thing to be thinking correctly and doing what we need to do for our bodies, because that's what we need for our bodies. And I have been encountering just over the last couple of months women between their 40s and 60s, and just the concerns we're having over perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopausal symptoms. And so I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of encouragement with some statistics and with some great tips on how to keep it moving and why it's so important to exercise when you're going through this particular stage in our lives. And this one statistic is just amazing to me. It says only about 1 in 20 women who exercise actually experience hot flashes. And Dr. Gina, you know, that's one of the things that most women who are going through this stage complain about. You know, it's the hot flashes or the night sweating and all of that. But only about 1 in 20 women who exercise go through that, versus women who do not exercise, non-exercising women, it's about 1 in 4 non-exercising women that experience hot flashes. So it's really important to remember that exercise is not just for making you look great. I mean, we want to have strong abs, and we want that definition in the arms, and we want to look good. But remember, there's a practical purpose behind exercise, and it can help you reduce hot flashes. It can help you also keep your body weight at a more normal and regular range, so that you don't have some of that regular weight gain that happens when we get into this stage of life. So one thing that I want to definitely remind women who are in this stage of their life, it's not enough to do like 10, 15, 20 minutes of exercise a day. You really need to get to the point where you're making your goal that 30 to 60 minutes of exercise every single day. Every single day. No breaks, okay? You don't need a break. And certainly hot flashes don't take a break, right? So
right.
So we just want to remember our hormones respond really, really well when we're exercising regularly. 30 to 60 minutes every single day. Not to neglect the brothers out there, but even the brothers who love women who are in this stage of life need to know this information. We need to be informed. And you can really encourage the life givers and the sisters who are in your life to really, you know, encourage them to get that exercise in every single day. It makes a big difference to those symptoms that we and keeping those symptoms down that we might be experiencing during peri or menopause itself or postmenopause. Okay, so that's everybody falling like in between 35 and you know 65. That's a lot of women.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm going through it now. I mean,
oh wow. Yeah,
I'm going through it now. That's why when you emailed me yesterday and told me that, you know, this was your discussion, I knew that this was a word that I could be blessed by, because honestly, I mean, it started last year, this same time last year. And I was like, oh, I'm getting these hot flashes. And, you know, I was off my cycle for, you know, that month. And I said, okay, I kind of recognized that that was probably what was going on, especially because I'm my age.
That's,
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
That's
and
right.
So, and but then it went away. And then I went to the my OBGYN, and she was telling me that, you know, that's not unusual for it to like come in spurts like that and then go.
That's right.
And then I read about how it can take 4 to 8 years for you to actually come on, you know,
right.
to be menopausal, period. So this is why it's so important, you guys, to really start making this a lifestyle. It's not a goal situation.
Right.
It's a lifestyle. You never know, as women, as men, what are the health benefits of you changing your lifestyle. Get your body moving. Mm. And I can't agree with you more, Elizabeth. I've heard people say, you know, you only need 10 minutes, you only need 15 minutes, and all of this. And see, you got people that are not structured enough to understand what's within that 15, 20 minute time
right.
frame. They'll
right.
take advantage of that, and they'll just do some half workout and not
right.
really doing nothing but saying, oh, well, they said I could do 15 minutes. Well, that would be applied to someone that is doing sprints, that is doing, you know,
right.
some high energy
high
level,
intensity.
Non-stop
right.
working out where they are sweating like I don't know what, and their
right.
heart rate is up extremely high, like you said, you know? I mean, and then
right.
even then, you still got to give yourself more, right?
Exactly. And those are really good for periodic workouts. Those are not intended to be everyday workouts or everyday work. You know, it's okay when you have to have those 15, 20 minute workouts, you know, and it's once or twice a week when you know, okay, you know, I don't really have that much time. But those other 4 days a week, you got to get that hour in. And it's really important to remember that, you know, there's a bonus, okay, that you don't even necessarily need to come into the gym. All you need is a good, comfortable pair of shoes and some personal motivation. And motivation is an internally driven aspect of your personality. We become inspired by others, but you have to motivate yourself, because that's an internal drive. And I think a lot of the time people lack that motivation. Inspiration is everywhere. You know, you have to work that hard to get inspiration. But we have to be personally motivated to really push ourselves through that time. And if you don't have that, then maybe, you know, seeking out a professional, like a personal trainer, or going to a regular class is a good way to, you know, get that in, because that will help motivate you through that time period.
I know. And A-Train, how do you feel about that? I know you've been trying to get your exercise on. Y'all welcome A-Train to the show, my main
hey, A-Train.
Man. A-Train, are you there? Well, he's coming on. But listen, I just wanted to say, Elizabeth, can you elaborate a little bit more on the premenopausal, and what made you even, you know, go into that?
Absolutely. Because like I said, I am, you know, I'm a personal trainer full time. I encounter a lot of women in this stage of life. And one of the reasons they come and see me is because all of a sudden, well, it's like all of a sudden they're putting on weight, and it doesn't seem like they can do anything about it. You know, they're putting on a pound here and a pound there. And statistics show that most women, you know, in their 30s start gaining a pound a year, between 30 and their 30s and their 60s. So if you're not constantly combating that, and sometimes we just, we don't have all the ideas about how can I mix up my workout? What can I do? You know, what else do I need to do with my diet? What adjustments do I need to do here? Is there flexibility things that I need to be focused on as well? And sometimes that's why I'm saying that you need someone to give you some good advice. It is worth investing in your own life to talk to someone who can give you some additional insight into your fitness and health program. So I am encountering women all the time who are going through this. And then, of course, I'm going through it myself. You know, I'm 49. And, in September, I'm going to be 50. And I think one of the reasons, and I have sisters who are going through this perimenopausal, menopausal stage, and they're having much, much worse a time at it than I am. And we have the same genetics, right? The only difference between them and me is I work out every single day. And I tell them, come on, you guys got to kick it up a notch. And it's not enough for us to just be carrying around an extra 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds and think that that's not going to have a negative impact on our overall health. So just when I see my sisters and think about the kind of life that I live, I mean, it's not that I'm completely absent of hot flashes, but I also have them at a much reduced rate compared to, you know, people who are in my same gene pool, my sisters. They're having a much harder time, and we're all in about the same phase of our lives.
Yeah, because they're not working out. A-Train, I know we couldn't hear you at first. A-Train, how do you feel about that? Are you working out? What do you think about it from a male's perspective?
I am working out.
All right.
Every time I pull that chair up to that table and I lift that fork, I'm building up biceps.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
But that is not what we're talking about.
That's cardio I'm getting in right there. You know what I'm saying? That's burning. That's using energy, you know? It takes energy to pick that fork up, man. Yeah, I'm exercising.
Well, listen, Elizabeth, your information has been so informative. And, you know, A-Train, he always loves when you come on, too, so he can we're motivating him. He's coming in slowly but surely.
Deep down,
right?
Deep on the inside.
Right. Listen, Elizabeth, I know that that information helps so many people, and you and I are around the same age, so I know that this should encourage so many people. You have to be honest about what's going on with your body. Stay tuned with what's going on, but especially do something. Don't just sit there and let it just happen and get on all these medications that just is not going to make a difference. Your medicine is your working out. Your medicine is the Lord's will that you are healed by his stripes and that you work out, do your part, work out and eat healthy. You got to clean your diet too. It all works together. And the more you clean your diet, the more energy you get to work out. And the more you challenge yourself and you accomplish your goals, the more you'll be inspired to keep it going. Don't make it a goal, but make it a lifestyle. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. How can they get in touch with you?
Okay, so remember me, eBrooks at thinkingcorrectly.com. You guys can email me anytime, any questions that you have, I'll jump right on it and answer any questions you have. I'm happy to be here for you, okay? Great being with you guys today.
Well, until next month, Elizabeth Brooks, 5 Minute Fitness. We love you, girl. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Gina. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, A-Train, now listen, this has been so kind of doozy of a show, okay? I've been juggling. I'm like trying to, you know, I'm listening for Doug. I'm listening for Joe. Where's Michelle A? What's going on?
Right.
And then we couldn't even hear you. Oh, my God, this has been something else. So tell us what's going on with you, man. It's all about you right now.
Well, we know Donald Trump is out here signing executive orders, banning all kind of things from entering into the country and banning all kind of people. So as of today, effective February 1st, 2017, I'm banning all women with no edges because women with no edges have a low credit score. So that's going into effect right now. And I figure since the edges are gone, they need to leave too. So I'm banning all women. with no exit. That's what's going on in my world. Do it again and see what happens. That's what's going on right there.
Listen, you know what? You are so hilarious. And you guys can catch him. And what you got going on between now and Gainesville, Florida? Because I know Country Wayne was talking about y'all's show. And Gainesville, Florida, yes. Do you have anything going on before the 14th?
Yes, I do. I'll be at FAMU on the 7th of February. I'll be down at Florida A&M University, slanging these jokes. So Tallahassee, Florida, look out for your boy. We're coming through. I'm coming through to slang these jokes at FAMU on the 7th of February. And also on the 10th of February, I'll be on stage with Willie Moore Jr. for the Willie Moore Jr. book tour and date night outing. So that's going to be here in Jacksonville at the Salem Center.
Well, all right, you done heard it. I'm telling you, God has got us booked up, don't he? You gotta love it.
Absolutely.
How can they follow you, A-Train? This is my main man. I love this comedian, you guys. He is so amazing. He does his thing. He has such a gift for hosting, too. That's the thing. He can maneuver through any situation. I done seen him 2 times do it. So I know when the ants are not there, or if they're running late, or somebody, the plugs, the lights that went out, or whatever, the too much smoke, whatever it is. He knows how to maneuver around that, like duck and dodge every situation, and keep the crowd laughing and keep them rolling and entertained. So I just want to give that shout out to you, that you do your doggone thing, and everything that God is doing right now is rightfully just, he trusted you a little, he's advancing you with much, and it's just such a blessing.
I appreciate it. But they can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can hit me up on Facebook at A-Train Live as well. And on Instagram under do it again and see what happens. All one word. Do it again and see what happens.
So A-Train, so you got to get in touch with him, because that do it again and see what happens, he really means that. If you shave your eyebrows out, what was that now? Don't do that.
Yeah, the people who shave the eyebrows off and draw them back on, you know, I used to put it right on their wall. Do it again and see what happens. See if I want to. So. There it is.
Oh, man. Well, please give your wife, Tracy, a shout-out. She did her thing on Monday. I wasn't able to see her air on that the chat show in Jacksonville, Florida. I mean, God, it's just amazing what is happening in you guys' lives. The power couple, you guys are blessed. And I'm so glad that you are part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. And, Lord Jesus, thank you for your patience, because this was a humdinger. See, now I could have...
No problem.
I just thank you so much. But anyway, you guys, listen, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. God bless you.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.